Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Watlington Show. What's going on, everybody? I'm your host, Brandon Watlington. What's good? It is Wednesday. We are in the middle of hump day, live here downtown Atlanta. Hopefully, you guys are having a beautiful one and a blessed one, as I am as well. Hey, listen, today's show is brought to you by Feature Sculpting Coaching in Atlanta, Georgia. Make sure that you guys go check them out. Hit them up at 917-982-4022. They're based in Atlanta, have locations in D.C. and New York as well. If you want to get your life going, hit up Future Sculpting as well. They're our proud sponsors. Also, our other sponsor is AngrandDesigns.com. AngrandDesigns.com, where you can go get your multimedia, your graphic designs done for your small business, your large business, or your medium-sized business. Go get it done at AngrandDesigns.com. That's AngrandDesigns.com. And we want to thank them for being a proud sponsor of the Brandon Watlington Show for over 2 years, actually. Well, I'm ecstatic. I'm excited. I'm proud today. We have a phenomenal show. I've interviewed, you know, different artists, you know, different guests, special guests, but I have to say I'm really honored and privileged to have this next guest come on momentarily, and that is you guys may know him as Music Soul Child, but we're going to introduce you to The Hustle, which is his hip hop. I call it his alter ego, but it's more so of a statement. If you go to his Twitter page, it's more so of a lifestyle statement. So I want you guys to make sure that you stay tuned, because in a couple minutes we're going to have him come on and explain to us what The Hustle is, what the mentality of it is, and, you know, talk about the music and what really to expect from him from here on out when it comes to hip-hop as well. Also, make sure that you guys check me out. I want to make sure we're able to connect with each other, okay? Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My Twitter and Instagram handles are going to be BJW. That's BEEJAYDOUBLE and the letter U. Also, hit up the show, the Brandon Watlington Show, at facebook.com/Watlington Show, okay? WATLINGTON. And also, if you have any questions for us, if you want to, you know, send us a question, or if you have suggestions for the show, or if you have, you know, have a request, hit us up at watlingtonshow@gmail.com. That's WATLINGTON, watlingtonshow@gmail.com. And once again, like I said, we're celebrating 3 years of the Brandon Watlington Show, and it's been a blessing just to get a chance to reach out to you guys, connect with you, to help you detoxify your life from all the nonsense that you deal with, but also to entertain you as well, because it's about helping to educate you about how to be the better person that you know can be, but also bringing a little bit of entertainment as well, a little bit of music, a little bit of social awareness, and we just want to make sure that we keep you guys abreast on what's going on out there in the world. Also, special shout-outs to two major birthdays that happened today. Number one, we have Dennis Rodman, who was celebrating a birthday. If you guys remember him from back in the days, the Detroit Pistons and Chicago Bulls, five-time NBA champion. Today's his birthday, as well as the legendary, the one and only Mr. Stevie Wonder. He's turning 65 today. Happy birthday, Stevie. I went and saw him at the Songs in the Key of Life concert in Atlanta back in November. A phenomenal show. Totally changed my life. I'd say it's one of the best shows I've seen, almost period. And I was very thankful I was able to complete what I call my trilogy of artists I wanted to check out. So I've actually had a chance to see Michael Jackson, Prince, and Stevie Wonder in my lifetime. So I'm very thankful for that. But Stevie Wonder, happy birthday to you, man. We love you over here at the Brandon Watlington Show, and it's really honor and respect you for what you do. And what you've brought to the culture and to the world with your music. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get started and get rolling with this. Like I said, he hails from Philly, but also calls Atlanta home as well. He's got a new mixtape that's out right now called The Hustle, and he goes by The Hustle. Like I said, you guys may know him as Music Soul Child, but I know him today as The Hustle. We have The Hustle here on the show. What's going on, man?
Hey,
All right, audio. Okay. Looks like we're having some audio issues right now. Okay. We're gonna break them on in a minute. What I want you guys to do right now is actually I'm gonna play you a quick track here from his latest mixtape, The Hustle. It's just called The Greatest. Make sure you guys go cop that. You can actually download the album on Dat Piff and also on his website as well. We're gonna get into that right now. Here is The Hustle with Greatest here on the Brandon Robinson Show.
On my mind, thinking about you all the time. I never knew things could be this way. It seems so strange, baby. Some days we fuss and fight, but we hugging and kissing every night. I'm ready to ease the pain away. I'm here to stay.
After we're done, I hope that you don't change. And I promise I ain't playing no games. When I
tell you that I love you, how I can I say it? All the chicken clover, shawty, you the greatest. Stop and stare. If we want that in public, you could get ahead. You know exactly what you're doing to me, but you don't care. You're the only one who gets me. You put it down every time I lift me. And I get you too, yeah, I understand.
I understand. After we're done, I hope that you don't change.
Not when I tell you that I love you. How I can I say it? All the chicken clover, shouting you the greatest. Shouting you the greatest. Shouting you the greatest.
Everybody know you mine. You don't ever need mine. You already got your own. But I see it ball out and get you anything you want. Even though you already know it, know you still love to hear me say, shorty, you the best, you the one.
Shorty, you the greatest.
Live on the air right now, this is the Brandon Wallington Show. That was The Hustle, a.k.a. Music Soul Child, with his latest effort called The Grace. That's off of his mixtape, The Hustle, which you guys can go get at datpiff.com. Also, I say you can also pick up on his website as well. Go to Music Soul Child, go to thehustle.com and check it out as well. What I want to do for you guys right now is this. We actually just received word that there is a mishap that has happened, and apparently with the mishap it's going to have to reschedule our interview. We do apologize for this inconvenience. Actually, I just received communication just recently in regards to that, but I want to thank you guys obviously for tuning in, and I know his fans definitely wanted to hear a little bit about what was going, you know, about his Hustle project as well as myself. You know, I've been a fan of Music Soul Child since 2000. I was really looking forward to getting a chance to speak to him. Like I said, due to unforeseen circumstances, the interview has been rescheduled via communication I just received recently. But once again, guys, I want to thank you guys for being for being dedicated listeners, not only just music Soul Child listeners, but obviously listeners of the Brandon Watlinson Show as well. You guys have been dedicated fans for over 3 years. I definitely appreciate you for what it is that you do and how you guys really support and appreciate, you know, the quality content and the guests that we try to bring to you as well. Like I said, we do our best over here. And, of course, this is live radio, so this is what we deal with at any given time. So live radio, you always have to be on your toes, and the show must go on, okay? The show must go on. Anyway, moving on, because I had a segment that I wanted to talk about towards the end of the show, which obviously I'm going to move towards the beginning of the show now. Oh, I tell you, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. We'll talk about that one. But what I find is interesting in this thing called life, and I wanted to talk to you guys about this because, as many of you guys know, I'm a speaker as well. Now, I go around to different corporate events, speak at different schools, and I really talk to them about different things that are going on, and really how to win in this game called life. No matter what the situation, no matter what the situation may be, what adversities you may have. And what I actually had to do is this. One thing I had to learn, and what I want to share with you guys, is about being not only just persistent, but consistent as well. It's about your persistence and your consistency. What I've learned is, this thing is that it's never ending process. And actually, let me get this pulled in right quick. Okay, I think we do have music here on. We do have the hustle here on right now. Let's go ahead and go on board.
No.
Hello.
Hello. This is Mocha.
Yes. Hey Mocha, how are you doing?
I'm good. I emailed you directly after I emailed you the first time and said we were still coming on. I'm listening to the show like, no, we're still coming.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, all right. Well, let's do this real quick. Let's take a pause for the calls real quick, and we'll get everything set up, okay? Because like I said, we are on the air right now. Okay, give me one moment. All right, this is live on air right now, Brandon Watlinson Show. We're going to have Music Soul Child, The Hustle, here on the Brandon Watlinson Show momentarily. Let's go ahead and get that set up, okay? And once again, like I said, we obviously with live radio, obviously things happen, and we're going to make this thing work out for you guys as well, okay? And before we do anything else, like I said, I want to make sure I play this for you again because, like I said, this is probably one of my favorite tracks on the album, on the mixtape, is The Grace. I'm going to get you guys to listen to this one more time. I'm going to play about 30 seconds of this for you real quick, okay?
On my mind, thinking about you all the time. I never knew things could be this way. It seems so strange, baby. Some days we fuss and fight, but we hugging and kissing every night. I'm ready to ease the pain away. I'm here to stay.
After we're done, I hope that you don't change. And I promise I ain't playing no games with
her. Tell you that I love you, how I can I say it? All the chicken clover, shawty, you the greatest.
R-E-A-T-E-S-T, Jiffy Day's coming over. Shawty, you the greatest. R-E-A-T-E-S-T, Jiffy Day's coming over. Shawty, you the greatest.
If I see you, I just gotta stop and stare. If we want that in public, you could get ahead. You know exactly what you're doing to me, but you don't care. You're the only one who gets me. You put it down every time I lift me. And I get you too, yeah, I understand.
After we're done, I hope that you don't change. And I promise I ain't playing no games.
When I tell you that I love you, how I can I say it? All the chicken clover, shout it, you the greatest. Shout it, you the greatest.
make you change your mind. You a real loyal G, everybody know you mine. You don't ever need mine, you already got your own. But I see ball out and get you anything you want. Even though you already know it, know you still love to hear me say, shorty, you the best, you the one.
Shorty, you the greatest.
Okay, Brandon Wallington show. That once again was a hustle with the greatest. Looks like there was obviously looks like the call somehow dropped. Looks like there must have been a signal issue going on with that. And once again, looks like we're going to we're going to get that set up for you in a moment. Let's see. Give us one moment, and we're going to get everything set up. Okay, right now we're going to have the hustle here on the Brandon Wallington show coming on in about 5 seconds. Here we have live on the air, we have the one and only Mr. The Hustle. Let's go ahead and get him on board. Let's see. Hi, you're live on the air. This is the Brandon Wallington show. What's going on? Hi, you're live on the air. This is the Brandon Wallington show. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much, Hustle. What's good, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, yo, listen, I can't complain, man. I'm breathing and everything is on the up and up, man. Glad to have you on.
No problem. It's a little delayed, but, you know, I'm sure we can get through it.
Yeah, we can make it happen. We can make it happen. Well, you know what? Before I even get into obviously, you know, the Hustle mixtape, which I know you dropped late last year. I said earlier, you know, today is obviously Stevie's birthday. Just from a person who I know admires Stevie's work, do you feel like Stevie in today's market? Do you think that he would still be marketable?
Yeah, in some ways, if he was the same age as he was born in this time, you know, he would think more with a hip hop mindset. You know, his genius is just his genius. Period. It don't matter what era.
Gotcha. Yeah, like I said, I just thought he would just transcend all aspects of that. All right, so Hustle, let me ask you this: How did the mixtape come about? How did we go from point A to point B? Where it's you're out there and you got some responses from a lot of people listening to your music. You know, what was that process like for you?
Well, first of all, I never dropped a mixtape. That never happened. I just released some songs. I released three songs: Grinding, Generating, Greatest, as an introduction to the Hustle. Last week, I just dropped the album. It's called Hustle Music. And before that, I dropped an EP called The Pre-Up. So I never really dropped a mixtape. I'm going to be dropping the mixtape sometime soon. I'm still working on it, figuring it out. I'm going to go about it and try to show a lot of really, really cool artists out there that, you know, you might have heard of, you might not have heard of, but give it if you didn't. And that's what the mixtape is going to be. But so far, the response for the music is you know, it's always, you're going to always have that other side, but I don't focus on the other side. I just focus on people that get it and that support it. And it's been a lot of people that get it and a lot of people that support it. So, you know, I'm blessed. I'm definitely, you know, feeling the love.
Bet. Now, tell me about, because obviously we just played one of the tracks, Greatest. Tell me, how did that track come about?
Me and my boy, Jay Troy, he's Pastor Troy's little brother. you know, he's my producer. He was just playing some things, and I really, you know, I was really inspired, you know, by that frequency. You know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things, and a lot of people sounding like a lot of people. You know, when I heard that, he didn't really sound like nothing I heard before or that I don't really hear on the radio or anywhere, you know, and that's one of the main elements about it. And not just because it didn't sound like everybody else, because I just want to, you know, be different for the sake of being different, but I like to always contribute something fresh, you know, and you can't be fresh trying to be like everybody else, you know, and it's no diss to nobody else. It's just that if somebody already doing something, leave that lane alone and go get in a new one, you know, just to keep it pushing and keep it innovative, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, me and him was, you know, it was actually like London, I think, and he played that joint for me. I was like, bro, let's go, you know, and after that record, everything was just snowballing for me.
Gotcha. Now, obviously, I know you said that, you know, do something different. Stay, you know, everybody stay in their lane, and, you know, you just try to innovate. Obviously, with hip-hop, you know, having so many different sounds, but at the same time, you know, the South is obviously really flooding the market. You know, what would you say? Would you say that some of, you know, did you just by chance happen to incorporate some of the different sounds that you've been hearing? From Atlanta, you know, this is something that you said, you know, I want this feel, but I want it in this approach, you know. How was the approach to the sound?
I mean, you pretty much kind of hit on it a little bit. I moved to Atlanta in 08, and when I, you know, started doing a lot of music, I was heavily influenced by, you know, the sound of Atlanta, and the sound was just dominating everything. You know, it's a lot like any genre, any culture, any culture, but more specifically, any category of music, or however you want to put it. You got to follow that sound because apparently that's the sound of the people. You know, because not everybody gonna, you know, invest time and bread in something they don't care about. You know, apparently people really dig that sound, just like, you know, when hip hop was coming around, or even back when, you know, R&B cultivated, you know, that sound was dominating, you know, dominating culture. That's the sound of the people, you know, that's the soundtrack to their lives. That's the frequency that they immediately gravitate towards. So why not just roll with that? You know, it could have been anything. It could have been anything, but it just so happened that it's, you know, Southern, urban, hip-hop, whatever you want to call it, is that sound, you know? And being a student and a lover of music, you know, I'm not going to fight with it. I'm not going to go against the grain. I'm not going to swim upstream. You know, I'm going to go with what makes sense, you know? And that's what I was getting. You know, it's the message that I was getting from, you know, the feedback that I was getting from the people. So if that's what y'all like, then cool. I'm going to give y'all that.
All right, most def. Now, obviously, you know, with the hustle music that you drop and you know, the future endeavors, are you looking to bring over previous fans? Are you looking to reach a newer crowd?
I'm looking to reach whoever cares. You know, like, I don't really get into that. I'm not going to try to get with these people. I'm trying to get to these people because, like, I don't get into all of that, man. Like, look, if you like it, then it's for you. If you don't, then hey, guess what? It's not for you, and that's cool. You know, that's life.
So what would you say? Because I remember, you know, Tyrese had Black Tie. What would you say separates you from a lot of other artists that made that choice to focus and to really infuse hip hop and to go that approach? What do you think makes, you know, your formula more successful?
I don't know. I don't really focus too much on what other people do too, like that. Like, you know, I don't think I'm any different than anybody else. I just have my way of doing things. You know, I don't know. You know, yeah, I ain't got nothing else for that. I mean, I just try to focus on what works for me. You know, I feel like not comparing to anybody because I don't. That's not something that I do. I know that that's an accepted, you know, behavior, in the game that we're in, but I don't do that. I don't compare myself to people, and I don't compare people to myself. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, no ego or nothing else. It's just that I'm too busy trying to do me, you know? Like, I'm not to be worried about it. If the only time I have to consider anybody else is to congratulate and appreciate and salute whatever it is that they're doing, because this thing ain't easy, you know, to be recognized and to get your art out and to be heard and to have an effect on people. Like, that's not easy. A lot of people talk a lot of crap, you know what I'm saying? But they don't realize how not easy it is to just be. You know who I am. That's not an easy thing to do. Not many people is on this planet. You know what I mean? Like, I see a lot of things. The fact that you know who I am, like, that within itself is an accomplishment. You know, so with that said, like, I don't focus too much on other people. So I couldn't answer your question accurately. I can only tell you that for me, I just work hard. You know, I focus on what's going to make whatever it is that I do, you know, come through. You know, and I listen to people. I listen to not only just myself. I listen to, you know, my immediate surrounding, you know, my team or whatever. But I also listen to my listeners, my supporters and my consumers, my fans, my family. I listen to them. You know, I don't necessarily take everything deep because a lot of it just be, you know, personal opinion. But it's valuable information. I utilize it. I apply it, you know, and I can only pray that it'll make me better.
Spoken like a true G. That was that was great. So obviously, you know, with you putting out this new music, you know, you're gonna have a lot of you know, a lot of different responses from that. What's been the most satisfying response that you've gotten, with you dropping this Hustle Music album? What's been the most gratifying compliment that you've received so far from somebody that you respect?
See, this is the thing about me. Any response is a good response. You know, even the so-called hate or whatever. Like, I don't mm-hmm. process, you know, information that way. Information meaning the way people talk or whatever, and they, you know, may have some less than positive things to say about it. Like, I don't like process it as hate. You know, because the fact that you cared enough to say something about it means just that, you care. Because if you didn't care, you won't say nothing. So apparently you do care. Now, you just may be the other good things, but, you know, I still take that as love, you know? So my responsibility through until you get that, oh, I actually do like this. You know, I was saying this is my understanding, and it made me feel uncomfortable. But now I get it. Now that time has passed, you know, just be consistent. So any response that I get, you know, I appreciate it.
Well, definitely. Well, listen, Hustle, man, listen, I appreciate you for being on the show. Once again, much, you know, congratulations on the release, man. Much success to you and all of your future endeavors. And I look forward to have you back on soon. All right, man?
No problem. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, man. Be blessed. Peace.
All right.
All right, once again, guys, that was The Hustle here on the Brandon Wallington Show. I'm telling you, make sure you guys go get The Hustle music. It's out right now. Once again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, for sticking with us throughout the show. God bless. We'll catch you guys next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Also, May 27th, we have Tank as our guest on the Brandon Wallington Show. God bless. Take care. Peace.